So what we did was to give children with autism, children and adolescents, a single dose of intranasal oxytocin. We had reason to believe that it would affect the parts of the brain in children with autism and that process social information and make them activate and better, more efficiently process social versus non-social information, so people versus objects. And we gave them the dose of oxytocin, and then we scanned their brains while they were making judgments about people versus objects, or in this case, cars. And we monitored their brain activity and were able to show that the oxytocin versus placebo enhanced brain activity for social, but not for the non-social stimuli.
So, Kevin, tell me about the difference between the placebo group and the children who were given oxytocin. Was it dramatic?
It was, and actually all of the kids, one of the strong points of the study is that all of the kids were scanned twice, and once they received the placebo, and then on the other scan, they received the oxytocin. And we didn't know which one they were getting, and they didn't know which one they were getting. And so it was a double-blind, placebo-controlled study. And so what we saw was pretty dramatic differences in how their brain was processing social information. It activated the oxytocin, led to stronger activations in the social parts of the brain, what we call the social brain, and then decreased activation in the parts of the brain that process objects.
So it almost flips it on its side.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about oxytocin. First, is there any indication that children could use this long-term and not have any, dangerous side effects?
There's no reason to believe that we would see major side effects. Oxytocin is used in a variety of medical applications. Now, that said, there's an ongoing study, and that's a nationwide study to look at a large number of kids with autism and give them oxytocin daily for, I think it's about 6 months. Now, we gave it once, and we didn't observe any side effects, but in that study, they're going to be giving it over time, and that'll answer that question empirically.
Well, given the results of your study, I would imagine people are going to start looking around for ways to produce oxytocin. Is it hard to produce on a large scale?
No, it can be synthesized fairly easily. So any pharmacy that can make compounds can make it, and it's actually produced naturally in the human body.
How long does the oxytocin last? A nasal spray of oxytocin for these children?
Yeah, so it lasts about 2 hours. So it's short acting, and that's by design. We wanted it to only work for a brief period of time during which we were scanning the kids. But it takes about 2 hours to clear out of the body and stop having any effect.
Okay, so looking ahead, to more of a practical level for this, would this be a situation where children with high-functioning autism, would they go to school with a nasal spray?
Right, yeah. So what the studies that are looking at this long-term are doing is having the kids take it, about six times a day, sometimes while they're at school. They sort of go about their regular routine, but they're taking this in set intervals in order to keep the level of oxytocin up in the brain. And the hope is that it will actually enhance their interactions that are happening anyway, their learning experiences. So you want to have the regular routine day with school, with therapy going on, and the hope is that oxytocin will help make those experiences more meaningful. Probably the one important thing, I know we're excited about our results, but I want to make sure no one thinks that this means that, there's a treatment now for autism that everyone should be rushing out to get and to try. I've heard that some people are buying this from online pharmacies and using it sort of out of the context of physician supervision. And I want people to be interested in the results, but not to the point where, they think that we're saying this is ready for prime time.
Kevin Pelphrey, thank you so much.
Yep, my pleasure.